science.org.
Okay. I want to thank you, Dr. Winslet, for joining us today. It's been a fascinating, I mean, I'm excited, and science was not my thing. So, you know, you're certainly doing something very, very positive, and I wish you all the best and hope it continues to go as well as it should be.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me and giving me this opportunity to share what we're doing.
I will have to have you back. You don't get away that quickly. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much. That's our program for today. You've been listening to The Human Side on the 100 and Chamber Internet Radio. And my name is Dave White. And I wish you to continue to live in interesting times. Thanks very much.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He wants him to lead the Department of Justice. He wants to do that strongly. He wants him to focus on things like immigration, leaks, and a number of other issues.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders answering a question at a press conference today about whether President Trump wants to get rid of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Huckabee Sanders said just because the president may be unhappy with Sessions doesn't mean he wants to get rid of him.
He's obviously disappointed, but also wants the attorney general to continue to focus on the things that the attorney general does.
Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Danny Danon revealed the Palestinians are paying over $3,000 a month to the family of the terrorist who killed an Israeli family in their home when they sat down to Shabbat dinner. Danon noted the Palestinians have been paying the families of terrorists for years, thus inciting violence against Israelis. He demanded the United Nations tell the Palestinians stop paying terrorists to kill Israelis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9 plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish, hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Positive second quarter earnings reports boding well for the economy. Here's Chris Barnes.
Boeing's second quarter profit up, and the aviation giant is boosting its full-year earnings outlook. It's reporting net earnings of $1.76 billion in the second quarter, a huge recovery from last year's second quarter loss of $234 million. Ford's reporting $2 billion in second quarter profits, 4% higher than last year, and Coca-Cola's reporting better than estimated earnings and revenue for the second quarter as well. I'm Chris Barnes.
The president is donating his second quarter salary to the Department of Education. During a briefing today, the White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders handed a $100,000 check to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. DeVos said the money is going to be used to host a STEM camp for students. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. The president said when he was elected that he would not be taking his salary, but instead donating it to various groups. USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
An organic consumers group calling out Ben & Jerry's ice cream, saying their ice cream contains trace amounts of a poison used in weed killers.
According to yesterday's New York Times, the Organic Consumers Association found the main ingredient in weed killers like Roundup in 10 of 11 of Ben & Jerry's flavors. The levels were well below the legal limit the EPA sets, but the consumer group argues that any amount of the poison in the ice cream is misleading and potentially dangerous. The group says Ben & Jerry's should be the target of a nationwide boycott if it doesn't announce a move to all organic ingredients and to no pesticides in production.
Washington, D.C.'s restrictions on obtaining a concealed carry permit for a handgun have been struck down by a federal court. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said D.C.'s law requiring an applicant for a concealed carry license to show a need for protection, quote, distinguishable from the general community, unquote, is a violation of the Second Amendment. Lawyers for the city tried to bring up a British law from 1328 that banned weapons from densely populated areas as an example a city could block guns within their town. The court pointed out, British law has no effect in America. A former aide to Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz being charged with bank fraud after trying to flee the country. House staffer Imwan Awan was detained Monday at Washington's Dulles International Airport trying to board a plane to Pakistan. Awan was still working for the Democratic congressman when he was arrested on Monday. Her office said yesterday that they had now fired him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals as they share with you their stories of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, we've met a lot of impressive business leaders on this program who are running companies that have been household names for generations. And for a family-led company to survive multi-generations, that's quite a feat. I mean, we visited with Steve Forbes. Forbes magazine is in its fourth generation. Members of the Estee Lauder family, who are now into the third generation of leadership. And William Randolph Hearst III recently, who's in the fourth generation of the Hearst Empire. Well, today we take a departure because we're going to meet a very impressive executive by the name of Bobby Brown, who has built her incredible company, Bobby Brown Cosmetics, into a household name in less than 20 years. Let's meet Bobby and find out the story behind this dynamic woman. Bobby Brown, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Bobby, tell us, a lot of people, most people recognize your name and your product, but before we get into the story of how this whole thing happened, which is a tremendous story in American business history, give us an overview today, if you can, just a big picture of Bobby Brown Cosmetics, where they're located, maybe ballpark number retailers and kind of products you have.
Well, Bobby Brown Cosmetics is a worldwide brand, worldwide company. We are in probably over 300 doors in America, and we sell in, you know, very good department stores mostly, and online, and it's cosmetics that makes women look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And you have had a difference, which we'll get into. You saw things differently than most people in your industry, and that's some of the defining factors we find in our guest. You also, I see that you're also an advisor or an editor, beauty editor for Today Show, am I correct?
Yes, I'm on the Today Show once a month, sometimes a couple times a month, and I've been doing that for 7 years. That's been a most excellent partnership.
Huh. I can imagine what that's done for business. I'm sure that makes the phone rings a little bit.
It does. It really does sell out products very quickly.
Yeah, that's just like a gold nugget. That's amazing. Also, I believe you're a columnist for a very well-known magazine.
Prevention Magazine. That column has been a couple years.
Mm-hmm. And you've had three very successful books. And by the way, my wife, Billy, thanks you. She loves them. They're tremendous. You want to talk about the books a little bit because they've been very successful.
Yeah, the books are great. I mean, first of all, a little known fact is I don't know how to type. So the books are written in the back seat of a car. I take a car service to work, and all my books are written by hand. Mm. I always have a co-writer. And the books, we have Bobby Brown Beauty, Bobby Brown Teenage Beauty, and Bobby Brown Beauty Evolution. And all of the books are a combination of self-esteem, manuals, inspiration, and a lot of tips to help you simply understand how to put your own makeup on.
And you know, we're going to get into your story later, but I just want to paint one picture is that you and the fabulous American icon who we unfortunately lost in recent history, Estee Lauder, our mutual friend Sally Sussman, who's on the board of the Estee Lauder Company, say that you and Estee had one specific thing that she thinks of always in common. Do you know what I'm alluding to?
Let me think.
It's the way you look at things.
The way we look at things?
Yes.
That's what we have in common?
She basically said that you and Estee, you look at every woman and find beauty, right, no matter who they are.
Oh, I do. I mean, I happen to be someone that also likes women without makeup. I enjoy that kind of beauty, and I try to help women understand that because I think that a lot of women are not used to seeing themselves without makeup. Mm-hmm. But then I also like women with makeup, and the kind of makeup I like is makeup that makes you look like you're not wearing makeup.
You know, that's always been a pet peeve of mine, and I think, and folks, by the way, men, don't go away because this is a business story, but we're showing the differentiation of what Bobby Brown does in a product line. You can apply it to anything. But the point here, Bobby, is I agree with you because when I look at women, sometimes they use makeup and they're not enhancing their beauty. They're looking like a clown.
Right. It robs their beauty. I always say that it's more important when people say you look beautiful than when someone says, oh, is that a new eyeshadow?
Yes, I got you. Well, you know, right now, I believe you're in 30-some countries, okay?
Right.
You're all over the world. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and see where this began, because your story is a beauty. It's a great one, no pun intended.
Right.
Let's go back to just outside Chicago. Tell us.
I was born in Wilmette, Illinois, which is about, you know, a half hour from the city, mm-hmm. to very young parents, 20 and 21, James and Sandra. Mm-hmm. First child. I have a brother and a sister, and I grew up, you know, very suburban, you know, public school and, you know, just a regular kid, regular family. My dad's an attorney, and my mother was a homemaker.
Mm-hmm. And when you were a kid, did you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, Bobby?
The only dream I had when I was a kid was to be a mother and to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I am both.
You are both.
I am both. But no, I had no dreams or desires to either, you know, work with cosmetics or far from, you know, having a business, you know, being a CEO. That was definitely a big surprise.
So you're just a happy-go-lucky kid living an average life in suburbia.
Right. Normal kid. You know, the only thing that happened differently is my parents divorced when I was in eighth grade. And, you know, that was, you know, the biggest trauma of my life. But, you know, like everyone else who goes through that, you deal.
How did you deal with it? And how did you take that incident and make a better person out of yourself from it?
Well, for me, I was going into high school. It was the summer going into high school. So timing for me was actually, you know, not a huge problem. My younger brothers and sisters, it affected them more. I was, you know, busy with my friends. You know, I was a very social kid. And I was the opposite of what you would consider someone in the business world, you know, being that kind of a student. I was a very average student. I struggled with anything that had to do with numbers, math, science, anything that was to do with any kind of creativity. For example, I would take a history class, and instead of, you know, having to read a book, we would do a project, and I would create a city, or I would create, you know, a society. I excelled. I got to think about it and really do well, but I was not a classic learner, and growing up, I thought, you know, that I wasn't very bright. My parents even just said, oh, she's never going to really be anything except, you know, probably a great mom. Mm-hmm. You know, very social. So I really struggled, and I had a lot of inferiority complexes because I just couldn't understand, you know, what the, you know, math teacher was talking about, what the science teacher. I couldn't even deal with typing.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, now it's very funny. If I was a kid now, I mean, I'm a parent now. I have three kids. And if I was a kid now, I would expect, someone to get me a tutor or to, you know, someone to say, this is a kid that learns differently. You know what? I am really smart, and I'm smart, you know, I think I'm a lot smarter than a lot of the kids I went to school with that were great, you know, with books and numbers. And for my business model, sure. I do things more from my gut than I do from my brain, and it sure works a lot better.
I love it. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Bobby Brown, the cosmetics mogul, who, listen to this story, it's incredible. I hope students are listening. I hope parents are listening. I hope teachers are listening. Here's a woman, as a young lady, as a student, felt she was average. She had her insecurities. She had struggles with studies. But she must have done something right, because look where she is today. She's all over the globe with this product. And you had no vision. I guess, what were your earlier jobs before you went to college? Anything special?
Well, my first job, I can't believe they actually hired me, but I sold shoes at Carson Perry Scott with all of my friends. So it was a lot of fun. You know, we would give, like, babies, you know, shoes, how they trusted us, 16-year-old kids. But that was my first job selling shoes. And I tried to get a job in the makeup, you know, behind a counter, and no one would hire me. And now, you know, Marshall Fields, I think, was one of the stores I went to go get a job, and now we're in Marshall Fields. Thank you very much. And I always joke with them, you know.
I love it. Folks, we're hearing a great story. You've heard the basics. Like every other or most American kids out there, Bobby Brown is telling us her story. And we get back from the break, you're going to find out how she had a passion, a drive, and a desire to make a difference. And boy, did she make a difference. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be back with more of Bobby Brown right after this.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, and we're visiting with cosmetics mogul Bobby Brown, who started out with a dream, an idea, and a passion to make a difference. And that's really what happened. I guess she almost fell into it by accident. Bobby, we're going back, and you grew up an average kid. You shared with us not much difference. Your parents divorced as you're going into high school. You overcame whatever obstacles that may have created. Somehow you got into college, but did you go to college for makeup? What were you looking for?
Well, don't ask me how, but I graduated high school a semester early. You know, I was always a good girl, so I did my things. I graduated early.
And you said you weren't bright.
Well, I'd get average grades. I struggled, and I got really average grades. You know, I don't think I got, you know, many A's in school, but I managed to get all of my requirements out of the way.
Okay.
I graduated early only because I had a boyfriend who was a year older, and they went to college. So I graduated 6 months early, and I joined them. At University of Wisconsin, but at Oshkosh.
Okay.
So I did that for 6 months, and then I transferred to University of Arizona, again with my friends,
sure.
Not with any direction, not with anything. So, you know, University of Arizona back then was, in the 70s, was a big party school. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to classes, and there'd be, like, a teacher standing in the front of this giant auditorium and, like, you know, hundreds of us sitting back there. And literally, from the second I sat there, my mind just zoomed out. I could not focus on, you know, this little person and what he was doing. So I made it through the year, and I came home at the end of the year, and I told my mother, I want to drop out of school. I don't feel motivated. She said, what do you want to do with your life? I said, Mom, I have no idea. She said, this is the best thing she ever said to me. She said, forget what you want to do with your life. Pretend today's your birthday. You could do anything you want. And I stopped, and I thought, and I said, you know what? I'd love to go to Marshall Fields and play with makeup. And she said, why don't you become a makeup artist? And I said, I don't want to go to beauty school. She said, I'm sure there's a college that you could find that you could study makeup. And I found Emerson College in Boston. I transferred, and then that was the next stage of my life.
How brilliant. How brilliant. You know, your mom made you step back, take a deep breath, and look at the big picture.
And you know what? People forget about common sense. Common sense is worth more than any degree anywhere.
You know, it's the little stuff. It's the common sense little things that create success. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'll quote one of my kids. Duh. Yes.
Wait, how do you spell that?
D-U-H. I don't know. You're asking me how to spell? I don't know.
I love it. But it's the little things that matters. And it's like,
right.
It's how you treat an executive's assistant. You, if you want to make a presentation or sell to an executive, you better not forget that the person that answers that phone, the people you deal with, are some of the most powerful people in your career. And people forget that, don't they, Bobby?
And you know what? My parents taught me how to look people in the eye, say please and thank you, do the right thing, and I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the most famous person that I've worked with, and I've worked with many, or, you know, someone who's opening the door that, you know, cleans their house. You know what? It's about looking them in the eye and caring and being nice.
Being a human being.
Being a human being. And we'll get to my office later, too. When you walk into my office, it's things that make the difference because people spend a lot of time in the office.
I love it. I love it. Well, you get out of college, okay? Your first year, you weren't into makeup. What'd you do?
No. Well, I graduated from Emerson College. Emerson mm-hmm. College is an amazing school. When I got in, it was a very easy school to get into. Now it's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Boston, and it's a mass communication school. They specialize in theater and television and all these great things. I studied makeup. I have a degree in theatrical makeup and a minor in photography. So when I got to Emerson, it was basically creative kids like me. It was unbelievable. So I had a great 3-year run. I was offered, you know, an internship at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. I didn't take it, but when I graduated school, I did a very important thing. I waitressed for a year.
And what did you learn from that? And I'm serious. You must have learned something important.
I learned from waitressing. Well, first of all, I learned from Emerson what you put into something is what you get out of something. All right, number one, because
yes.
I designed my own major.
Mm-hmm.
But then waiting on tables, a couple things. I knew I could always pay my rent. And I also now know how important it is to be nice to your server because it is not an easy job.
Oh, absolutely.
So but at least I knew I could always pay my rent.
Well, it's also boot camp and dealing with people.
Right.
You know, you must have learned a lot there. Well, so after this, now here's where the story really gets interesting, in my opinion. Not that it's been mm-hmm. boring. It's been interesting, of course. But here's where it gets interesting. Tell the folks where you moved to and who you knew where you went.
Well, I moved to New York.
And how many people did you know?
I didn't know anyone.
That's what I thought.
I didn't know anyone. So, you know, people always say, like, how did you start? What did you do? Well, back then, all I wanted to do was be a makeup artist. I decided I had seen a magazine, a Mademoiselle magazine, when I was in college about a freelance makeup artist that did all the fashion shows, magazines, and I said, that's what I want to do. So I moved to New York, and I didn't know anyone. I tried to get a waitressing job. I couldn't get one. I said, okay, then I've got to make it as a makeup artist.
Oh.
I pulled out the Yellow Pages. I looked under makeup, I looked under models, photography, and I went to see the makeup union, I went to you know, modeling agencies, and, you know, you're nice to people, they give you a list of all the photographers that you need to go meet, and, you know, it took a while, it took, you know, 3 months, and I started slowly working, you know, very slowly.
How many rejections did you get until you really start getting your first work?
Well, I would say it took me about 3 months to get my first opportunity to do a magazine shoot, and that was pretty quick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 6 months. So there was, you know, hundreds of rejection. And I remember a photographer that looked at me and said, you will never work. Your things, you can't do theatrical makeup and this. And he basically tore me down. Well, I ended up years later working with him, reminding him. But
good for you.
You know, but you know what? I just never took no for an answer. When one door closes, another one opens. And I just seemed to have a very straight, narrow vision. And I had a really good role model growing up, my Papa Sam. My grandfather came over from Russia, and, you know, typical story, you know, he didn't know anyone, and he had started, you know, selling shoes, you know, he made handbags, and eventually he sold cars. He became Cadillac Sam in Chicago, and every single night after dinner, we would sit there and take his envelopes and stuff them, you know, to all his customers. There'd always be some promotion. It was, you know, work and business and business. I mean, it's a shame that he's not here to see what happened to me. But I'm sure he's watching.
He's watching. Well, so you had a lot of struggles, and you had a lot of rejections. You know, I'm going to read you a quote from Estee Lauder, who's one of my all-time heroes.
Uh-huh.
And she said, the most insidious myth of all is the one that promises magic formulas and instant success.
Mm-hmm.
It does not happen that way. I cried more than I ate. There was constant attention to detail, lost hours of sleep, worries, and heartaches. Friends and family didn't let a day go by without discouraging me. They all tried to discourage me. And she then went on to say, despite all the naysayers, there was never a moment when I considered giving up. Do you reflect that?
I will reflect that. But, you know, the difference between us is, you know, definitely many years. So, you
sure.
know, you know, she was such a pioneer because back then women didn't work, let alone start their own business. So, you know, I also have three children. And, you know, for me, my family comes first. You know, that is number one. And my makeup company, you know, comes second. But I just never gave up. It wasn't even an option.
I love it. It's not an option. I mean, you had the vision. But there was a time it was really getting tough. Weren't you about 30 years old and you called your husband at the time and he just said, honey, this is tough. You're out on a makeup job somewhere.
Well, I was right before 30. I got married. I'd met my husband. I was 30. We got married. I was 30 and a half or 31. And I got a phone call to go to, Tahiti with Bruce Weber, who's the most famous photographer, to do a Ralph Lauren campaign for a couple weeks. It was more money than at the time than I could imagine. And the thought of me being away from my husband was just devastating to me. And, you know, believe me, at the time we needed the money. And he just said, you know what, don't go and we'll figure something out. And that's when I kind of had this idea for a lipstick.
Yes.
With one lipstick.
And that's pretty incredible. And as you were working, and before we get into this idea, because this is where the story really builds just incredibly, let's talk about some of the famous people you worked your way up. So you became a famous, you know, if Bruce Weber was a famous photographer,
right,
you had some reputation as a
right,
hot makeup artist.
You know, my dream was to have a Vogue cover, and I guess 7 years after I moved to New York, you know, I worked my way up to a Vogue cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's many steps along the way, but that was kind of, you know, the Big Apple.
Sure.
And I got that, and that was really great, and I was, you know, a working makeup artist. And there, being freelance, you know, having agents, there's a ton of struggle. I mean, you know, anyone that wants to start their own thing and go freelance knows that it's not easy. You know, you're happy when you have jobs. You're miserable when you don't have jobs. I mean, there's so many things.
Give me three names, famous names of people recognize that you worked on back then.
You know, actresses?
Yes.
Oh, my God, like back then. My first, I did the Rolling Stones. That was one of my first big celebrities.
Okay, there's five.
That was pretty fun.
Yes.
I did, Tony Randall was one of my early ones. Mike Tyson, Joan Jett.
You
know, I mean, but I work with celebrities every week. So
of course.
I just worked with Sheryl Crow last week, and, you know, I'm really lucky to do all those fun
Not
things.
Only that, you're a great source for referrals to me for guests. We got to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Brown, when we get back, we're going to explain and share the story of how her business exploded with a new idea. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com. USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The decision is based on a military decision. It's not meant to be anything more than that.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about President Trump's announcement today that transgenders will no longer be allowed to serve in the military. Sanders said despite the outcry from liberal activists, the move was done to protect our men and women in the armed forces.
It erodes military readiness and unit cohesion and made the decision based on that.
The driver of a tractor trailer in San Antonio where 10 illegal immigrants were found dead has now been charged with crimes in connection with human trafficking. But Homeland Security Special Agent in Charge Shane Folden says this is just the beginning.
Our ultimate goal is to find other individuals involved in the organization, involved in the scheme, individuals like recruiters, individuals that facilitate money transfer, individuals that actually bring people across the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Buddy McLean and his partners operate nearly 100 Sonic drive-ins.
You know, several times I looked at where I wanted to go, and I said, you know, is it possible? Are you capable of doing that? Or is your team capable of doing that? And you just got to keep the dream, and you got to keep the faith. But the main thing is you've got to stay focused. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we've done a lot of things right. And that's part of our mentoring program that we have is, if I've already learned from that mistake, why should you have to learn it? Let me teach it to you. And that's part of entrepreneur, and that's part of mentorship.
Learn more about the legends. Visit legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success with Bobby Brown, the cosmetics mogul. Bobby, before we took a break, you're working. You absolutely, I think, had a fast track. Somebody, maybe it was your Papa Sam. Is that what you call your grandfather?
Yeah, Papa.
I had a Papa Sam, too. He was my mom's dad. In any event, you had a fairly fast track. I'm not saying it was easy, but now you worked up. You are a big-time, well-known makeup artist working with all the stars, and you see something in the marketplace that's missing, like all great entrepreneurs have done. Tell me about it and what happened.
Well, I used to carry my bag of makeup with me to work, and I realized that it was killing my back. It was just so heavy. I had so much stuff, and I realized you don't need all these things. You know, you really only need the basics. You need just one taupe eyeshadow, one bone. And so I just thought, you know, it would make total sense to do something really simple and edited. But even before that, I started the company because I couldn't find lipsticks on the market that look like lips and had no bad smell. All the lipsticks you'd buy have these very, you know, fancy French perfume in them, and they were greasy, and, you know, excuse my language, Mom, but they reminded me of my mom's lipsticks.
Oh, poor Mom, but some of them were gross, looked like Bozo the Clown.
You know, the colors were bad, you know, the very first thing I ever designed was a brown lipstick that looked like I wish my lips looked, so it was a darker lip color.
And how did you design that? I mean, did you take...
I mixed it. I took some lipsticks that existed. I mixed, you know, like a beigey lipstick with a brown taupey eye pencil, and I, you know, would wear it on my lips. And then one day, because I also believe in karma, one day I was doing a shoot with Mademoiselle magazine at a pharmacy in New York, and there was a chemist there. I was talking to him, and I told him about this lipstick I want to do. And he said, I'll make it for you. So he lived somewhere in Pennsylvania, and, you know, I got his phone number, and he made it. You know, I showed him what I wanted. He made it. We sent it back and forth. Eventually, we came up with the lipstick, and he said, you know, I'll make it for you. No big deal. And then I said, you know what? This is amazing. I bet people would love this. I said, you know, and I said, everyone would love this lipstick. And then I thought, as I creative people do, I said, you know what? Not everyone would love brown. Some people like pink and red and orange, but there's got to be the right shade of each color, which being a makeup artist, I always mixed and blended my own things. So the orange would be wearable, the red would be wearable, and I discovered with him that this beigey tone mixed into all the bright tones toned things down enough so they looked wearable. So I came up with a 10 lipstick edited collection that he was going to make for me, and I thought, ooh, I bet people would like this. Now we just have to tell them about it. So I called my friend at Glamour Magazine, who is a beauty editor. She wrote about it. We produce these things, and, you know, now I've learned it's called marketing and PR.
Well, now, when you went in business with this, did you have to come up with a lot of money, or was he your partner? How did
when
this
we,
work?
When we started this, there was no money involved. He produced the lipsticks, and our deal was he got $7.50. We'd sell them for $15. He got $7.50. I got $7.50. That's how we started this company. Well, you know, that could only take you so far.
Sure.
And, you know, we started selling these things, and, you know, he shipped them out, and I think it was his home phone number we had in the magazine.
That's great.
And then, you know, I was at a party one day in New York, and I was talking to this woman, what do you do? And she said, oh, I'm a cosmetics buyer at Bergdorf.
Oh, no.
And I said, ah, I have this idea.
Yeah.
She said, okay, I'm going to, you know, let me bring it in. So she brought it in, and she told the Bergdorf guys, and they said, great, we'll take it. She called me. I couldn't believe it. But then I had to get serious. So he could not produce, so then I had to take these and produce them elsewhere.
Well, let me ask you quick. When that editor of Glamour magazine mm-hmm. put the ad in the paper, I understand she put an 800 number in there for
right.
sales, right?
Right.
What I'm told is that you just got absolutely bombarded.
We did. We got bombarded. I mean, not like you'd get bombarded today with the internet, but we got a lot, you know, hundreds and hundreds of orders of these lipsticks.
Okay. So then we're moving on. And then you met the lady.
The Bergdorf lady. So
yeah.
She, you know.
100 lipsticks, right? 100 on a table?
10.
Oh, 10.
10. No, 10 lipsticks.
Oh,
10
my.
Lipsticks. So she and the story about Bergdorf is that they said yes. And then I was so excited. So I had to go find, you know, the right things to get it done. You know, my husband, who's an attorney and a businessman, you know, was there for me because, you know, A, I needed stability and I needed someone with, you know, some brains that I didn't have, which was business brains.
He's a graduate of Harvard.
Harvard, yes.
Yes.
I married,
very smart.
I married well. Okay.
All right.
So,
well, he didn't do bad either.
No, he didn't. So one day I was at a shoot. I was doing a catalog for Saks, and I beeped into my voicemail, and I got a message. I think it wasn't a voice. I think it was an answering machine back then.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a message from the buyer from Bergdorf, Bobby, I have really bad news, but we can't take it. We have too many things.
Oh.
So my stomach dropped,
oh.
And I was like, okay, it's over. And I was with these people from Saks, and I got off the phone, and I was telling them about these lipsticks that are going to be in Bergdorf. And the Saks people said, don't bring them to Bergdorf's. We want them.
Oh,
so
boy.
I call back the Bergdorf girl. I said, I got your message. That's too bad, but don't worry. Saks wants them.
Uh-oh.
And she called me back 10 minutes later. We'll take them. And it was Saks. Didn't even know about him. It was the art directors on the shoot. But I learned from my grandfather. So that was the first time I kind of played a little, you know.
Well, exactly. So you had to do what you have to do to survive, but you moved on. Tell me about when you set up a table. There were how many pieces on a first day? Was that Neiman Marcus?
No, that was at Bergdorf. So we opened. I had just had my first baby, so, you know, meanwhile, preparing this whole thing, I was pregnant with my first child.
Yeah, and I want to bring that up, folks. You know, it's not like she was out there doing somersaults. I mean, you're expecting, you've got a child on the way, and you decide to go on business. Well, there's a new challenge.
Right. You know, and I was talking to editors on the phone when my newborn was, you know, spitting up on me. It was really lovely, but, you know.
Got any pictures?
It's real life. So we opened,
it.
You know, we finally opened. We invited the editors. We thought we would sell 100 the first month, we projected, and we sold 100 the first day.
Oh, boy.
But I have since learned that a lot of those were sold to men in suits, which were all the competitors, because they had never seen anything like this.
That is amazing. And, you know, when we get back, Bob, you have to take a quick break. We're going to move on with your story, which I find absolutely fascinating. And folks, it's another example of how our time just robs us. I wish this story could go on for several hours. She's got such a phenomenal story. But one day, we're going to talk later on in this next segment. Bobby Brown gets a dream call from a business executive that changed her life. I'm John Resnick. We're hearing the story of Bobby Brown. Folks, in less than 20 years, this woman has built an empire, and she's done it with integrity. And we're going to also ask when we get back, how do you balance your life with business and home and the kids and your husband? How do you do it all? Folks, we're on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Bobby Brown Cosmetics, a household name in the cosmetic and the upscale retail market in hundreds and hundreds of outlets around America in 30 countries around the globe. We've got her today as our guest. Bobby, I got to also mention that you've been on television shows. When was the first time you were on Oprah, and what did that do for your business?
Well, the first time I was on Oprah, she was only in Chicago, so it wasn't as big of a as it is now, but I've been on over about 10 times, and the story I like to tell is when my second book came out, I was on Oprah, and I think we were on Amazon, you know, 300 and something, and as soon as Oprah was on, I was number 5, and only Harry Potter was 1, 2, 3, and 4, so I consider that number 1, because you could not have beat Harry Potter at that time.
Oh, did she get any free samples?
Oh, Oprah wears all my makeup.
I'm sure. So let's go back. I mean, we were talking before about how this business just started growing, and eventually you get a call from a big mogul, but I'll let you lead into how that happened.
We were probably, you know, 4 years into our business life, and we were the number one line at Neiman Marcus, and, you know, we beat Lauder, who was number one for many years, and we get a phone call. You know, a nice man wants to have dinner with us named Leonard Lauder. Well, we were not for sale, but, of course, I went and had dinner, and if anyone knows Leonard Lauder, there is not a human being on the earth as amazing as him.
I know him, and he is probably one of the most incredible people kind people I've ever met in my life.
He's amazing. We had this wonderful dinner at his apartment overlooking Central Park, and he had the exact kind of food I like to eat, and it was really, really pleasant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he basically said, "You beat me. I want to buy you."
Did he really say that?
That was the first thing he said. So it took about a year, but we eventually did sell the company. People always want to know why. And the reason is that, you know, I'm a mother. I've got 3 kids. I've got a wonderful husband. I did not want to spend my life, you know, with shoulder pads traveling the world.
Sure.
I really wanted to, you know, grow my business and be able to have a quality of life that I wanted.
Without getting too personal, what took a year? Did you first say no?
Are you kidding? No. We never said no. But, you know, by the time you meet and you meet and you meet and then the numbers guys meet and meet and meet and then the lawyers meet and meet. We were literally agreed and signed the deal, we were in Nantucket and we were had our cars, our Jeeps on the beach and, you know, my husband's battery was running. He'd have to drive in circles, you know, so his phone would work.
Sure.
But we finally agreed. We were on the beach in Nantucket. It was quite fun.
Bobby Brown is our guest on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at YanmarTractor.com. That's YanmarTractor.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Our guest today is Bobby Brown from Bobby Brown Cosmetics. Okay, Bobby, you grew the business barely 5 years later. You get that magic call from Leonard Lauder. Did you get postpartum depression from selling the business?
I think for like 5 seconds. You know, I had two children at the time, and I really didn't, because, you know, there was many reasons why, you know, we had a business partner that we started the company with that we were not, never got along with, you know, from the beginning. And so that was one reason to sell the company.
Oh, perfect timing.
We didn't have to do, you know, deal with them.
Well, and the fact is, if you're going to sell it, and you sell it to like folks like the Lauder family, right, and we're talking about Leonard, you take, right, take the wife, Evelyn, she's as sweet as he is.
I mean, but you know what? They're really smart, because, you know, they gave me total autonomy. They have from day one. And, you know, I have learned what, you know, a lot of people sell their business, and a lot of people don't end up with, you know, companies.
Sure.
But it's so easy to, you know, it's all common sense. It's everything my parents taught us, and it's just common sense about figuring out what the right thing to do is. And if, you know, they might suggest things that they think I should do, and if I don't agree, I just say, okay, uh-huh, and I don't do it. It's very simple. They make suggestions, and sometimes they're good, and sometimes I don't believe in it. You know, the company does well, so they let me be.
Like my friends that started and built Clipper Magazine, and they sold out to Gannett, and they said it was beautiful, and they're right, still there for a while. And you're still, and so you're still with, obviously, working with the Estee Lauder company, although they bought you out. That must have been a sweet payday. Did they come in one check?
I don't know, because I'm not a numbers guy. I could ask my husband that.
Right.
I'm very lucky. I don't have to deal with any of that, but no, it didn't.
All right.
But they're such great partners, because they really are there for things that we couldn't do. And, you know, I mean, anything from our office is downtown.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just things that are much more important to the Bobby brand.
Right. Well,
differentiated.
And I got to tell you something. And folks, I've said this before, okay? The co-workers of a business are 9 out of 10 times a direct reflection of the owners or the business leaders of that business. I see it time and time again. And anyone that I have met from the Estee Lauder organization, Sally Sussman and Jennifer Mann, all these, aren't they all the same culture that are like kind but brilliant?
No, definitely. And, you know, for us, any makeup artist you talk to behind the counter at Bobby Brown, they're nice.
Yes.
They're knowledgeable and they're kind. You know, as a brand, we do really things that help empower women, and that's important. You know, to me, makeup is about making someone look good and feel good so that they could have a better life. It's not just frivolous. Makeup is actually necessary.
You were incredibly wise, lucky, visionary when it came to, and I know they're saying, there he goes, blowing smoke again. When it came to balancing all this,
right,
you know, from everything I can tell, you've got a very successful marriage, a very successful. How did you do it? What was the challenge? How did you do it?
Well, put it this way: I don't even know what time it is now, and I've gone to the gym, I've had a business meeting, I'm doing this, and I haven't showered. Okay, I mean, you can't do everything, so I will go home before dinner and, you know, take a nice little bath quickly. But you know, it's really important that you have your priorities. My work calendar,
mm-hmm,
my kids, important school things are on there first, so I know never to book any kind of trips when my kids have, you know, their winter concert or whatever it is, or graduation.
Sure. So
my family things come first. That's number one. My husband is a great role model, and he has really taught me how to, you know, let go of things, and, you know, you make sure that you hire the people that are good at what they do, and you work with them. And everything I do is fun, or I wouldn't do it. And I'm really lucky, because a lot of people work and it's not fun.
Yeah, oh, there's no question. You've got an assistant that's absolutely phenomenal, Craig Rose. I dealt with him over the last, we had to reschedule and do things.
Right.
He is so cool. He's so mellow. He goes with the flow, and he's part shrink, I think.
Oh, and he also called me and said, you know, we need to do this, and you need to do it this day. And I said, okay, fine.
Well,
whatever you say.
Thanks for Craig. He needs a plug.
Yeah.
priorities. Let's talk about giving back. What have you done with your success, Bobby, that's helping other people?
Well, first of all, I'm lucky because what I choose to do, corporate always will really sponsor us. So we're a very big part of Dress for Success. I'm on the board of Dress for Success. It's an organization that helps underprivileged women go from welfare to work after they go through trainings, and we help them, you know, get their body look, their makeup. We get clothes donated. It's a nationwide program, and I'm on the board of this because I could make a huge difference. I'm not on five boards. I'm on one board. Because I do it because I make a really big I work really hard, and I make a big difference.
Well, Bobby, in the last couple of minutes here, we've got people that are listening. I got moms from broken homes. I got husbands from broken homes with kids. They're struggling. What bit of advice or inspiration, and even for entrepreneurs that have a well-balanced life, what inspiration to get to that next level?
Well, it sounds really silly, but first of all, you have to breathe.
Right.
You have to take a step back and you have to breathe. And you have to kind of figure out what makes sense. And, you know, first of all, starting a business is not easy, but you have got to have something that does not exist. Me too things don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to really have an idea that, you know, you're passionate about. And, you know, you have to have an amazing team around you. You know, I am only brilliant because I have the most amazing, you know, president of my company who we basically share sentences and she supports me. And my entire team around me are, you know, just make my job so easy that I'm so good at delegating that, you know what, sometimes I'm not even needed.
You know something? And that is, and folks, you know, if you're a regular listener, what Bobby's saying has been echoed time and time again. We've had David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways. Mm-hmm. He has total ADD. So did Paul Orfla.
I'm completely ADD. We didn't even get on that thing. I'm total ADD. But, you know, a lot of brilliant people do. And what we do is we have ideas and visions, and we're really good at getting people to do things for us.
Well, you know, and it's amazing. And what you do, you just said it, what David Neeleman said, what Paul Orfla, the founder of Kinko's, okay, you got ADD. Well, then let's realize the strengths. And what all of you have done, which actually everybody should do in business, is you surround yourself with a team whose members are brighter than you. Check your egos at the door. Don't be intimidated by someone who's smarter and bring people in that are brighter than you, and you delegate.
And I've always done what I'm good at, and I've always had other people do what I'm not good at. And luckily, the president will explain to me and tell me what's going on with the business, and I will have, you know, very bright, you know, answers to what should happen. But, mm-hmm. you know, I cannot look at a spreadsheet. Oh, my God.
Intimidation. You know, it's funny because when we were prepping, one of your assistants called and says, now, listen, Bobby doesn't want to talk about numbers. So I didn't bring up a lot of the financials because that's not your thing. You're the creative person. Bobby, you've been a fabulous guest. I know how busy you are. We do hope to bring you back again sometime because you're just a lot of wisdom, and you're a great lady.
I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Very special thanks to Sally Sussman of the Estee Lauder Companies, Craig Rose and Claudia Schaum from Bobby Brown's office, and Michael Parks, producer, and Billy Resnick, my best friend. Most of all, I want to thank you for being with us today for another edition of Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunter County Chamber's 16th